Meet the Morning Show with Michael and Jesse in the morning.
And hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. This is our podcast from the new Mix 99.5 WJBR. One great song after another, or one great podcast after another.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
Yeah, you like that? I'm good on my feet. I can do that kind of thing. My name's Michael Waite. That is Jessica Michelli, and we thought it would be a good opportunity on this, our very first podcast for the new morning show, to take a minute and let you, first of all, meet Jessie.
I always feel weird just talking about, you know, myself.
About yourself?
Yeah. So yeah. I guess I'll get started. I'm from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I went to Westchester University. I was running the radio station there. I was the program director. Lots of fun. Ooh. Lots of fun.
But you had all the responsibility, too.
I did.
In doing that, yeah.
But it was awesome. The people that were on the radio station were amazing. Students from all over the place, different majors, different organizations they were a part of.
Mm-hmm.
Just really, really fun. Then when I graduated, I moved to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing nights on a country radio station, 7 to midnight. And it was lots of fun.
Good.
And then I moved to Delaware about a year later.
Okay.
I was working at another radio station in Delaware, producing the morning show.
There you go.
You know, getting to know the Delaware area. And I told myself when I moved to Delaware, I'll be in Philly in a year. I am not going anywhere.
You've reached your pinnacle.
I have. I love Delaware. It's this small town feel. You know, you've got Wilmington, so you've got kind of that city life, and then down south, you've got the beach, you've got the country life.
I have to tell you, this is one of those unique places, and you know, we could do a whole podcast just on how unique and what a great place Delaware is to live.
It's a hidden gem.
You know, Kathy and I have been here for 25 years, so we've raised our boys here, and now they're raising their children here, and it is a neat place because first off, I like to call it a one call town. If you need something done, you can call one person and it happens. Because if you don't know the exact person that you need to talk to, you know somebody who knows somebody who does. You know, because a very few degrees, like the Kevin Bacon thing of 6 degrees of separation.
Right.
In Delaware, it's one, maybe two at that.
At tops.
Yeah,
tops.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people who live in Delaware who were born and raised in Delaware. They're not going anywhere.
Absolutely.
So that's one thing I love about it. And
why would you go anywhere else?
Exactly.
You have everything here. Plus, you do have your close proximity to major metropolitan areas. If you want big city feel, you can go to Philly. You can go to D.C. You can go to Baltimore. Baltimore was just named the bedbug capital of the world. So
really?
I didn't know that.
Know
if we'd want to go there. I don't know. So that's a little bit about you, and you're here now, and you're partnering with this seasoned veteran.
That's
so to
right.
Speak,
you know? So tell us about your radio journey.
Oh, we don't have enough time. We really don't have enough time. But I will tell you for my most recent radio journey, and that is that I was here for, gosh, close to 18 years at WJBR. Mostly did the morning show for most of that time. Did the afternoons probably the last year.
I got to ask you.
That I was here. What?
Do you ever get used to waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Never.
Is it going to get better?
No. No, I don't think so. It only because, you know, when you start beating, like me, for example, when I start beating the grandchildren to bed, you know, you get up way too early in the morning, you know.
The middle of the night.
You have to do it because you need the time to prepare. You need the time to make sure that that we're all set so that we're providing the best morning show that we possibly can. And it's okay, you know. And I'm in my close to retirement year, so at this point in time, I can live with getting up in the middle of the night. It's okay. But no, you don't get used to it at all. But here, yeah. So here for 18 years, I did, majority of that time was doing a morning show. Then I went away for almost 7 years. And the reason I came back is that Kathy wanted me out of the house.
I don't blame her.
It's as simple as that. You know, she just said, okay, you know, you're driving me crazy. Get out. And then she goes to work. She does still work every day. And I'm very happy and pleased for that. But I don't think I was ready to quite give it up yet. You know, the beauty of being in Delaware is it is a great community. And so this job affords you an opportunity to be even a more valuable member of that community. And I must tell you one thing, and that is that this microphone here, it's a very powerful tool. Never take it for granted.
Handle with care.
And it can get people motivated to do things that otherwise they might not think of doing. You know, in our daily lives, we get busy and we get all tied up in the things that are important to us. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you can't remember that there are people out there who really need help and assistance and could use our talents that we have for good. I think it's one of those communities that's just that special. And so, you know, just happy as pig and slop to be back on a radio.
Awesome. And I am so thrilled about being here. I can't even put it into words. I was so excited when they hired me. It's still surreal to me, and I'm so excited about getting involved with our audience and our community and, you know, making a difference.
You will find it to be very satisfying. And with that, I think we should close this thing out.
All right.
Okay. All right. So this is our very first podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Well, that too.
You've been listening to Meet the Morning Show with Michael and Jesse in the Morning.